The young reed leaves pointed up at the sky like swords, and as they swayed in the reed marsh, they reminded Sunflower of the ocean she had seen with her father. Here, in front of her, was another vast ocean, rippling with green waves and giving out a fresh fragrance. She recognized the smell from the Zhongzi parcels of sticky rice wrapped in reed leaves that she'd eaten in the city. But here it was more intense, heavy with moisture. It enveloped her. She sniffed the air. "Is there an end?" her father asked. She shook her head. A sudden gust of wind turned the reed marsh into a battlefield. The long sword slashed the air. A group of frightened water birds rose up and took to the sky. Sunflower wrapped her arms around her father's neck. She was drawn to the reed marsh, but it filled her with a mysterious terror. After that, she didn't stray from her father's side, afraid that the marsh would swallow her up, especially on windy days, when the turbulent waves of reeds surged one way and then the other. And when they surged towards the Cadre school, she would grab her father's hand or corner of his jacket, her dark eyes filled with worry.